I'd like to introduce you to a fellow Bay Area journalist, Kent Porter, photographer for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. His specialty is capturing images of wildfires, and he's been doing it for years now. But recently, he broke format to write an essay for the Press Democrat about how he sees reporting on fire as documenting climate change. Kent, welcome.
Thank you, Raquel. Thank you for having me.
So, Kent, what's it been like out on the fire lines this season?
Well, you know, I went up to the Dixie Fire twice, once on my own and once for the newspaper. I realized that it was going to be one of the biggest fires that we've covered, other than what we covered last year. Every year seems to get worse. So I went up on my own. It was amazing to see the amount of damage that was there. And you never really get used to the damage after covering all these fires. On the second time I went up, I got caught in one part of the fire that blew up. It burned 13,000 acres in one afternoon. And there was a fire tornado, first one I've seen that big. And it was quite amazing just to see how dry everything is. When you're in the fire, you're pretty much there with the firefighters and you're documenting what they do. And that's the reason I do it. I want to show people that fighting a fire is just not all dropping fire retardant from airplanes, you know, and water from helicopters. It's about the people hours that it takes to put out a big fire like this. And with a fire like the Dixie Fire, you can only manage it. It's going to be hard to put it out because there's no way the fire does what it wants to do on any given day. All the fires that we've experienced within the last 6 years since the Valley Fire in Lake County that burned 1,300 homes and 76,000 acres, all the fires are just, they just run until they want to stop running, basically.
You mentioned the 2015 Valley Fire in Lake County, which is where you grew up.
That's correct.
What changed then when it comes to wildfire?
I really started noticing changes right around 2012. I noticed that almost every wildland fire that I went to was involving structures, which was odd because the first several years that I did this job, you got grass fires, you know, but they were in unincorporated areas and there was no structures around. It was something that that was just, you know, you did as part of your job. It was becoming a little bit more intense. And in September of 2015, the Valley Fire went off. And so that was kind of my wake-up call and it's seeing the rates of spread and the flame lengths and how fast the fire moved in one afternoon. It just blew me away. And then I realized that, oh, we're just in a different era now. We're just totally in a different era.
We keep hearing this from veteran firefighters that fire behavior is just off the charts extreme this year and in recent years, but they often attribute it to forest management practices as opposed to climate change. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think the forest management could be stronger. Climate change definitely has something to do with it, but the forest, we're so far behind right now, it's going to take a long time to catch up. We could burn for years and years and get to where we need to be, but it's going to take decades because it's been decades that, you know, this is my personal opinion, it's decades that it took to get here. And with climate change, it's exacerbated the problem. You know, after you burn, you've got to go back every couple of years and retreat that area that you burn. So it's going to be a constant cycle. It's going to go on forever, really. If we want these fires to become under control, we're going to have to go on forever treating our forests, treating our wildlands. It's just something that we're going to have to do. We're going to have to face it.
I want to ask, you have quite a following on Twitter, and Santa Rosa newspaper readers, locals, they know you and your work. Why did you write that essay now?
Well, you know, our communities in California suffer a great deal of PTSD when the wind blows, you know, or when it gets hot, or when the wind blows and it gets hot. We're very fire aware in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County. So putting that all together, bringing it home, it's like this does happen other places and it's getting worse and worse. And I just felt like I owed it to the readers, the Press Democrat, to go out there and to kind of show them, you know, what it's like. You know, we photograph and report on things that go on in Sonoma County about our fires, but this is a worldwide problem. It's a statewide problem, you know, and I feel it's our duty as journalists to go out there and report on that. Whether you agree if there's climate change or not, fire behavior has changed within the last, some people argue with me, but for me, in our region, it's changed in the last 6 years. It's just gotten worse. It's much worse. It's just off the charts worse, really. And that's why I do it, because I feel that this is important to the community. We're showing climate change as it happens. We're witnessing history. We're witnessing climate change on a daily basis.
You also talk about a sense of camaraderie and an obligation to the firefighters that you see out in the field that you take pictures of.
Yeah, they really work hard. The firefighters that are on the front lines work hard. Most of them work 24 on and 24 off. So if you can imagine being on a fire for 24 hours and breathing the smoke for 24 hours, then you get an idea. You know, think about last year when we had our orange sunrise in the Bay Area. And think about what firefighters live with every single day on a campaign fire. If you're on a strike team, you're up there for 15 or 21 days, and you're breathing that smoke all day long, all night long, when you sleep, when you eat, when you drink, everything. So I want to show people the kind of conditions that firefighters must work in order to save communities. I just want to tell these human stories. Sometimes I make, you know, beautiful pictures of fire, and fire can be kind of leaves you breathless when you see it roll. And my job is to capture that. Firefighters are there in those type of conditions too. And they're experiencing it more than I am. They're right in the middle of it. I'm just kind of on the periphery photographing them, but I'm not dragging hose around. I'm not dragging tools around. They're doing it. They're doing the real work.
Kent, it's been a pleasure to work with you out in the field, and thank you for talking with me.
No problem. Raquel, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Kent Porter, photographer for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. If you want to look at some of his photos of wildfires, check out his Twitter feed at Kent Photos. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.